cliffcentral.com. A very good afternoon and welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform. And as per usual, you are with your host, Bongani Tau, and the Youth Leadership Platform, as per usual, is brought to you by Leadership Platform and Student Brands. This week, we've had some interesting things take place in our country. A lot of people took to the streets to voice their concerns, and this is pretty much what they were saying to the president of the country. Catch me outside. Interesting time to be alive. A lot of interesting things are happening. The president reshuffled the whole, a lot of the cabinet, moving people around, and the rand took a plunge from that, and people responded, and they took to the streets to show their frustrations, and those are some of the things that they wanted to express. And we are told from EFF, one of the EFF leaders, Mr. Josie, that there's going to be a round two of what took place over the past week. They're going to be marching again. But moving swiftly along, a very good afternoon to our listeners. And thanks for joining us on the YLP platform. And you know, the Youth Leadership Platform is about sharing stories that inspire courage, that entail wisdom, and that give hope to the people. And it is our desire to share such inspiration that has led to us having someone on the show today who serves as a huge inspiration to ourselves, and I'm sure will be a source of great inspiration for some of you guys, our listeners out there. We'll start things off by saying that unemployment really and truly is a plague in South Africa. We've got some of the most high statistics of unemployment, I beg your pardon. And when it hits a particular person, and sometimes the entire family, it's very sad to see, and it's very sad to watch. But there are people that are able to go out there, hustle even more, try to break away from that, and try to fight the system and to be out of it. And one such gentleman is the gentleman that joins me in studio and the team behind that transition and that change from that plague that affected him, that affects a lot of South Africans. We find out how he was able to move out of that and find out about the company or the organization that was able to help him to move out of that. Jacob, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming through to the studio. And Brenda, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Very well. So we'll just do a brief intro. So Jacob, from the intro, just tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then Brenda, do the same thing.
Hello, listeners everywhere. I'm Jacob. I come from Olive and Hotbosch, but I was raised and grew up from Winterveld in Mabopane, and later on I moved to Hammanskraal. That's where I grew up and finished my school there.
Okay.
Good afternoon to the listeners. I am Brenda Talazo, and I'm representing Subgreen Tech Defense. And my portfolio at work, it's Vice President and Head of Corporate Services.
Awesome. Okay. So, Jacob, we'll start from the beginning.
Yes.
So, where you grew up, and so which school did you go to?
I went to the the high school.
Yes.
I went to the Soshanguve High.
Soshanguve High.
Yes.
So tell us about the struggles that you faced in Soshanguve High and moving post-matric as well.
Actually, with the Soshanguve High, there was not even any struggle for me.
Okay.
Yes. But the struggles came when I went to the college.
Okay.
That's when the struggles began to be worse, because I had to find a job for myself, mm-hmm. where I can pay my school fees. So I had to work over time, so I have to work after school to pay for the for my fees. Yes.
And then at this point in time, your parents were not being able to afford you to go to school.
Yeah, because my dad is a self-employed plumber.
Okay.
But by that time, the plumbing section was very, very, very low.
Okay.
Because he was not having too much of the houses to plumb on.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go out of my family and try to get something for myself because I have siblings which are looking up to my dad also. So I had to stand on myself.
So how is it like in the household, living in such conditions?
It's very challenging because looking at your siblings growing up like that, the way you grew up, going to school without having some time, without having the money to eat at a school is very, very challenging.
Mm.
So as a man, you'll set yourself apart and say, no, I will have to try something so that I can support myself. At least my dad, my parents can take care of the other siblings.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now, with a lot of people, when they face a lot of these challenges, some resort to crime, some resort to suicide, drugs, the list is endless.
Yes.
So what kept you sane enough to say, I will look for a job and I will find legal ways to deal with the circumstances that I'm currently faced with?
You know, I believe very much in God. And
okay.
then I was reading the Bible one time and I found that in the book of John chapter 16, verse 33, where it says, in this world, we will have many challenges.
Okay.
But Jesus Christ said, be brave, I've overcome. So through everything, I had faith that no matter what the circumstances are, I'm going to make it. God is with me.
So now, and then the struggle and the hustle pretty much tilted a little bit.
Yes.
Before you met Brenda and the company.
Yes.
So what did you now start doing to try salvage the situation?
I started working because I was at school by that time.
Okay.
So I quit school because I couldn't afford anymore.
Okay.
I couldn't do my N6. So I had to quit, go to look for a job in the subcontracting company because I was putting the CVs and nothing was happening.
Mm.
So I had to go in the subcontraction, venture into plumbing, work there for a little while, even though it was tough.
Mm.
So that's how I came. I was balancing myself.
And you'd walk 5 hours trying to get your CV to every single place that you could come across.
Exactly.
To get employment.
Exactly. Because every morning I had to wake up early at 6 o'clock maybe.
Okay.
And then 7 o'clock I go.
Mm.
Then 9:30 I'll be there every day. But walking, it was a very challenging issue because I would wake up without having food. Then I will go there the whole day without having food. Afternoon, when I come back, is when I will only have a meal.
Hmm.
Yes.
So now, how did you now come in contact with Cybergreen Tech Defense?
You know, that day, it was my second day of being there on the spot. Then I was...
So you're waiting roadside?
I was waiting next to the road, hoping for someone to spot me.
Hmm.
Then that day, it was the second day. I was terrified. I was hungry. Other people were humiliating me, but I just said, God, what is happening? How can you help me with this? So a good Samaritan just came by Mr. Vinay Ramhari from Sub-Defense Force. He was by the far side of the robot. Then he saw me raising my placard, my enlarged version of CV.
Okay.
So he saw what is written, engineering. Then he hooted at me and I ran to him. But unfortunately for me, the robot opened for him.
Eish.
So he had to drive and come back to look for me.
Mm.
I said, God, no, this must be you.
Mm.
It can't be anyone except you because this man, he doesn't know me, but he had that pain. He felt that pain for me.
Empathize with you in your situation.
With me,
yes,
in the situation that I was.
All right. So I wanna rope in Brenda into the conversation before we move forward.
Okay.
So with Cybergreen Tech Defense company. So what are some of the programs that you have set in place to address such plagues that are affecting the country, such as unemployment, that allowed one of your representatives to spot Jacob by the roadside and give him a chance?
All right. What I can say is that from a sub-green tech defense point of view, and especially we need to link it with our own transformation strategy that we have in place. And we need to also remember that, you know what is our strategy? And we at SGD, we are proud of some of the transformation initiatives that we have implemented. And remember, transformation is driven from a triple BEE point of view.
Okay.
Yeah. The essence of the triple BEE is being that we ensure that Black people participate more meaningfully in the economy. And one of these initiatives is our unemployed program that we have in place. And this is where Jacob fits into it as well. At the end of the day, our aim and our strategic objective is to ensure that, you know what, we empower and we develop the unemployed youth within the organization and within the country as well to make sure that we empower and enable them to participate in the economy in a meaningful way.
So now, people that want to be part of the SGD programs, with this one in particular, do they apply directly to you, or do you look for them and select candidates yourselves?
We use a combination of both.
Okay.
They can apply, and then they can go to www.subgroup.com, and they will just have to go into the South African, click onto the South African part, and then they will also see opportunities there. So there is a combination of initiatives that are happening. One that I've mentioned is the unemployed learners, and the other one is the bursary programs that we have, and the other one is specifically dealing with people with disability within the country to also contribute to the economy. So just to mention a few of the ones that we have in place as well. So yes,
run us through the website again for our listeners who didn't catch that part.
It's www.sub.com.
Okay. Two leadership thoughts from yourself, the vice president of the SGD group. This is the youth leadership platform, and we want to grow future leaders. What are the two important leadership thoughts that you can share with our youth today?
One of the things that is driving me, that is important for me, is that, and for the leaders to also understand it, that it is not only about dreaming as an individual. And it is also about doing. What inspires me, even if I'm Jacob Senior today, it's because of Jacob himself. He took action, you know, and he took the opportunities. He
went
out and he took the initiative. And to ensure that, you know what, the dream that he had of making sure that he secure employment and he becomes and he contributes meaningfully to the economy once again, he took that action to himself. And for me, it's important. It's not about us just dreaming at the end of the day, but it's also about taking action to make that dream realize. And it's important for me.
Take an initiative. You heard it from the vice president of the SGD group. Jacob, now fast forward from everything that you've experienced and with SGD recognizing you and giving you a chance. You're employed now. What are some of the highlights that you've had looking back at where you were and where you are now?
You know, my life has changed. People will look at me in the past and see a miserable man. People will take advantage of me. People will just speak behind my back. But these days, when they look at me, they just wonder. Because I'm a quiet person. I don't really tell people or show them my pride. Just I say no. They look at me and they'll see that I'm a changed man. Actions will show. I cannot tell them.
So your faith paid off?
My faith.
You believe?
My faith paid off.
Okay.
Yeah, God has done it for me. Surely.
Very, very interesting. So what would you say to our young listeners that are out there? There's a lot of them that are stuck in the system.
Yes.
Taking 3-4 taxis to a business meeting or an interview, only to be told no, to take 4 taxis going back home. And they don't even afford to be able to do that.
Yes.
So some of them are now sitting at home and thinking to themselves, like, I can't even afford to travel to any of those interviews. So I might as well just sit at home, because there's not much really I can do. I'm on the outskirts, somewhere in a township, isolated. What would you say to such a person?
I would say, just keep on faith, because nothing comes easy. As I've said before in my past article with Record, I said you must drive the storm, because the storm may want you to go this direction, but you channel what the storm where you want it to go, because nothing will really, really, really come easy. But just have faith in God. God, one day, because God's time is the best. Our time doesn't matter. We can try to do things, but when we have hope in God, He will automatically do it for us.
Final thoughts from you, Brenda?
I think on behalf of Saab Green Tech Defense, we are extremely proud of Jacob as he is today. He is truly an inspiration to many, many youths within the organization and outside the organization. And you can spend hours listening to Jacob. Yeah. He has a rich and wealth of experience.
Very humble as well.
And extremely humble. Mm. And I believe that the attitude that he has, the hard work that he has, will definitely take him to greater heights as going forward. And I would like to actually leave him with this word to say that from Albert Einstein, he said that in the middle of every difficulties lies opportunities.
Yes.
And I think it's important for each and every one of the youth or anybody else that is going through that to remember those words.
So there's always a silver lining. There's always
Absolutely.
Opportunities on the other side.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Andrew, who started a sneaker brand and is proudly South African, and they're planning to take over the world. One of the co-founders is actually in Dubai pitching to some investors. All this and more after this. If you've just tuned into the cliffcentral.com website, you are with Bongani Tau, and this is the Youth Leadership Platform. And joining me with the guest that just left us with wonderful, wonderful message and a story from Jacob Tsotetsi, who moved from being unemployed and in the dusty streets of Sosha into being walking 5 hours to submit his CVs. But long story short, he was recognized by someone at the traffic light, and that's the company that was here speaking to us. Find out all of this from our podcast later on the cliffcentral.com website. So joining me now is another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful top lad, as they would say it in Europe. They started a sneaker brand, and it's going to be the next biggest thing, trust me. I'm wearing these sneakers right now, and they feel so comfortable and they mesh. So there's a breeze that you can feel whilst wearing the shoes. Get on our social media on YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook, and you'll see all the pictures. So Andrew, thank you for joining us in studio, my man.
Thank you, Bong.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. And
good,
yourself?
Good. So we'll briefly touch into your background and then move into this that excites me.
All right.
Where did you grow up, and what's been like being Andrew from a young boy?
Yeah, Andrew was born and bred in Alexander. It wasn't easy growing up in a location like Alexander. Alexander has been known of negativity.
Yeah.
We didn't have like proper role models.
Okay.
Growing up, I wanted to empower myself to become better. I wanted to become better, to become a better person and break the cycle.
All right.
To become a better person and break the cycle. Let the young ones then grow up, look up to us and say, I want to be like Andrew.
Yes.
I spent most of my childhood in Alexander, went to Reluchile High School. Then I studied paralegal. I'm a paralegal graduate.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, that's my background initially.
So how did you meet the co-founder of Batu, now swiftly transitioning into that?
Oh, Theo is a childhood friend of mine.
Okay.
He was born and bred in Pretoria.
All right.
His grandparents lived in Alexander. He used to visit us. So growing up, we used to play soccer together, Estradini, Sasimpunga, you know.
Yeah.
We never believed Guti will be where we wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because our life, it was based in football. We wanted to become soccer players.
Yes.
We inspired by the likes of Uchabubule.
From my township.
Exactly. From Davidson.
Yeah.
I was Karangwese. We wanted to become those guys.
Okay.
Yes, that's how we met, me and Theo.
So now you've grown up together. You've got this wonderful bromance going on.
Yes.
And then when do you decide, actually, we are entrepreneurs and let's start something?
You know, this thing started very small.
Okay.
Playing, you know. There's a guy we knew, we used to call him Maxwell. Mm-hmm. That guy was a hustler, Joe. That guy will sell you even the watch that you're wearing,
you know.
He'll sell you Ipatu whilst you're a co-founder of Ipatu. So that guy, I knew him very well. He was selling ties, pocket square, and cufflinks. Like, Momoto, inquisitive.
Okay.
I want to know. I want to become better. I approached the guy. I said, I've got a good friend of mine, Theo. We want to make extra cash for ourselves. Because growing up, he used to like style.
Yeah.
You know? So that guy, see, he was keen to go, but Theo, Zwagalan, join me. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, we started very small. We didn't do very well in the type of square cufflinks because of, like, it's a different market.
And it's very overpopulated right now.
Exactly.
Everyone is in the men's accessories business. Yeah.
Exactly. So that guy was so disappointed. We said to him, listen, my guy, just give us a chance.
Yeah.
He moved into the cosmetic industry, you know, without any cost. We killed it. We killed it. We used to like work extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happened that we were good in saving. We saved money. We didn't enjoy. Whilst our counterparts were busy partying, spending their money, we saved the money for the rainy days, not knowing that one of the good days, we're going to start our very own cosmetic company.
Mm.
That's when the entrepreneurship backfired.
Okay.
At that time, you know. So, yeah, we started very small and we killed the cosmetic industry in Alexander. Everyone who smelled so nice, it was because of us. Working with a bag, a school bag, or Tamis Road, this petty perfume,
yeah,
traveling door to door. As in, we were making noise for people, Joe. You'll ignore us, but you'll end up like buying our stuff, you know. Yeah.
And then the whole idea of now starting a sneaker brand. And so where did that idea come from? And how did it end up with Mesh sneakers and this design that we have in front of us?
That's an amazing question. You know, Theo, as we speak, is in Dubai.
Mm.
He left this country like 2015. He went to Dubai. He met a French guy with a brand in Dubai. So that brand had a French identity in it.
Okay.
You know, they had a conversation. He told his own story. He came back to the country, said to me, Ntwana, we need to start our own brand. I laughed. Ntwana, a brand?
Yeah.
What kind of brand? He took up our t-shirts. He said sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
But they dog, that's a major, 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 major industry. How can we penetrate that market?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we are hustlers. Nothing can stop us.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Ash. You know,
yeah.
I said, no, relax, let's believe,
mm-hmm.
let's do it. Okay, we worked on the concept like for 18 months, amazing 18 months. It was like so hard. We had to meet factory requirements. We worked on the concept. It's not easy to come up with this.
Yeah,
like nobody, you don't know nothing about. The kicks industry.
Very interesting. The design of the shoes. How did that come about? And who said we're gonna go with mesh for the top, and we're gonna go with the sole that looks like this?
You know, they say creatives run the world.
Okay,
it's a matter of creativity,
mm-hmm.
empowering yourself, wanting to become better. You know, the inspiration actually come from All Star. You know, All Star is a sneaker whereby, even if you can put a Nike logo on it, you'll see what you copied in the All-Star. You wanted to become
because
better.
It's authentic, and the design speaks to that particular brand.
Very true, very true. You know, that's what happened. You said you wanted to be different.
Okay.
You wanted to say, Abantu Mabakuluma, they should know what Batu is. The only sneaker that breathes.
They shouldn't say it looks like that other brand.
Exactly. It's different. You can say it.
Yes.
It's the only sneaker that breathes, made out of mesh material,
mm-hmm.
with two amazing colors, signature colors on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole concept.
So with the whole design process now out of the way, where do you get them manufactured?
In the West Coast, in Devon.
Oh, in Durban.
In Durban.
So everything is done in South Africa.
Locally.
You do not import anything.
Listen, locally made. Hmm. Everything, every little thing. From the laces, the material, every little thing that you see.
So tell us about what you're doing with JNB Hive. What's going to go down there?
Yeah, a very amazing thing.
Okay.
Actually, we've collaborated in partnership with JNB Hive.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a 2.0 match edition sneaker. It's going to be made with leather accessories on it.
Okay.
So amazing. We just partnered with them. We're going to be coming up with cooking a sneaker that is going to be killing it. If you think this is dope, wait up until you see
the next one comes.
Exactly, the next edition in partnership with JNB Hive.
Okay,
shout out to them.
We'll be there. We'll be there to buy the sneakers. So how do people get in touch with you for orders and everything?
All right, visit our page called Ibatu BATHU.
Mm-hmm.
Both in the Instagram and Twitter Batu_SA.
Okay.
Visit our website www.batu.co.za, or you can get our sneakers at RHTC 70 Judah Street in Bramfontein.
Okay.
Or Brands Africa with an KA at the end.
All right.
Or give us a call on 071-7467230.
Run us through that again.
071-7467230.
All right. Unfortunately, because of time, you know, I'd like us to go on for days, but I guess people can be part of the conversation and know more about Batu on the website and the social media handles.
Exactly.
A quick message to young entrepreneurs that are starting out.
All right. Quick message is that believe in it. Walk the journey. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to make mistakes.
Okay.
You're here to learn. You're here to learn and put God first. The rest will follow.
The rest will follow.
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, and to our listeners at large, that was Andrew from Batu, spelled B-A-T-H-U, which is a South African produced, manufactured, and sold in South Africa. And
price. Okay, our retail price is 800 bucks.
Including the retail price. Okay.
It's 800 bucks, including delivery. It's 880.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So if you want to order 880, that includes delivery. Follow the conversation on YLP Cliff Central on Instagram and Twitter, and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. And stay tuned for Lockenville, which comes straight after this. CliffCentral.com.